Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. I'm Gary McCann. All right, we are returning with part two of three parts with Brother James Keyes, the founder of the WIN Project. As a simple recap, we left off talking about the fact of James's spiritual rebirth he shared. If you want to listen, go back to part one. We also talked about the fact that while James was studying the Word, going back to the Garden of Eden, coming out with Abraham and Sarah and Hagar the maid, and continuing on where two nations, cousins, half-brothers, family, all at war, even today. We talked about the fact that James shared how with God's loving grace and mercy and help continually, daily for all of us. The three enemies we have inside of us, the flesh, the world, the adversary, the devil. Remember Paul over in Romans chapter 7, you know, he had a struggle going on. He cried out for help, the Apostle Paul. But when you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, you see that God helped him, powering through the Holy Spirit of God for victory. James's renewal is causing him to move forward with that which God has birthed within him. We're talking about the WIN Project. Before we begin, I want to turn it over to Brother James to see if God laid anything else on his heart to share today that may have been due to time frame yesterday, may have been missed. Brother James, welcome back to Challenges of Faith.
Thank you, Brother Gary. Thanks again for having me. And been looking forward to doing the show all day today. So with great anticipation,
hey, it's an honor.
I'm glad we're on the air right now.
Yeah, it's
yes,
an honor
sir.
To fellowship
yes,
with
sir.
You, my brother.
Absolutely.
What has God laid on your heart for today?
Well, I think today, God, actually, it kind of started last night and started between a conversation that me and my sister had, you know, and speaking to law, you know, and just the realities of law and how, you know, things are governed through law. And it, you know, and then starting in heaven, you know, it all manifested itself, you know, obviously here on earth. And, you know, and right now I think in society, you know, as human beings, you know, a lot of our issue is moving in a direction of lawlessness. But at the same time, when you think about, you know, earth and life on earth, you know, everything operates out of law, you know. And what I mean by that, you know, you think about, you know, the birds of the air, you know, what was put in, you know, a bird's DNA to be able to automatically be able to fly and operate, you know, in the air the way that a bird does, you know, and maintain life. When you think about the ocean, when you think about the seas, once again, law is applied. What was put in, you know, a fish's DNA to automatically be able to swim. So, you know, and you know, even when you think about, you know, the plants and, you know, and the trees and so forth and so on, and the seasons that pass by, you know, the leaves grow at a certain time of the year, and then, you know, the leaves fall at a certain time in year, and they wither and they die, you know, but it's all operational. It's all by law. And, you know, if a fish was to, you know, come out of water and try to operate, you know, on land, you know, it wouldn't survive. You know, it would come into complete, you know, destruction. because that fish is out of order. And right now, I think, you know, as human beings, we're starting to, you know, kind of move in that direction, you know, and kind of looking at things as if we should operate lawlessly. But, you know, I don't, and at the same time, I don't understand, you know, if these things apply to nature and us being, you know, relational beings, you know, that, you know, emerge from nature, you know, why wouldn't law apply to us? And, you know, and understanding, you know, where that law comes from in order for us to, you know, have the complete dominion that we were assigned to have, you know, here on earth. So, you know, that in itself, you know, in my mind, is a major happening, you know, as I move and on a day-to-day basis and seeing things, you know, continuing to evolve and even applying it to scripture with the word saying that, you know, upon his return, we will return back to the days of Noah. And, you know, and just being sensitive to these subject matters and, you know, once again, you know, and having my eyes open, I see, you know, the direction in which we are moving. And it's for us, you know, as believers in Christ, and, you know, and followers of the Messiah, it is a sense of urgency, you know, for us to, you know, buckle down, you know, in our walk and in our faith, and ultimately where we will return to, you know. And that's the funny thing about, you know, the future. You know, it appears that in the physical we're moving in the future, but we're ultimately going back to our past, you know, from where we come from, because we are spiritual beings, you know, and we were sent here on assignment. And I honestly believe that, you know, based upon our birth, you know, there is an unconsciousness, you know, that takes place, you know, when we are in the spirit form, you know, originally before being sent here to earth. You know, we come into an unconscious state, and we forget, you know, who we are. And that's why it's so important for us to identify with our spirit so we can tap back into who we are, so we can know who we can return back to. And, you know, that's really major, you know, and I'm really coming into the understanding of those things.
Praise God. Listeners, I want to share a couple of things. One, the part three is meant not only for Brother James to share about the WIN Project and the 88 Keys Creed, but it's also an opportunity to fellowship. And let me share why. James is the first guest that I've had on in 11 and a half years of doing part one and part two of Challenges of Faith, where did not ask a question, prepared question, and so therefore wanting God to have his way. And so therefore here's an opportunity for Brother James and I to fellowship and just say what's on our heart and mind that God has laid upon it based upon what we know and not what we guess. And the reason why I'm saying this, for those who want to hear, care about hearing, and then applying, you know, when you listen to James, as I'm listening to him, as he continues to grow, as I continue to grow, because none of us have arrived unless you think you have, it is about knowing who you are and where you came from. You know, I'm reminded of a story where there was some ships sent out to sea on a quiet mission. And the captains of those ships were told not to tell anybody where they were going. And when they got out to sea, there was a bad storm. And that storm caused those ships to be separated from each other. And then finally, ship number one looking off at a distance, not knowing if ship number two was a friend or an enemy. But he took a chance, calling out to ship number one. The question was, where are we? And the ship responded back, well, where'd you come from? The captain responded, we don't know. The second ship asked, well, where are you going? The captain responded, well, we don't know. The second ship finally said, well, if you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going, it makes no difference where you are. And so when we go back to what Brother James is sharing, and if you have clear eyes, and if you're not in the right relationship with God, then you don't have clear eyes. You have only the eyes that you can see. You're blind. But if you have clear eyes and you can see everything, it has an order, whether you want to accept it or not. And that's what Brother James is talking about. You know, I was in the book of Psalms 50-52, and what's interesting, this last 2 days in James and I fellowship, it's coinciding, because in those chapters, it made it clear that God controlled not only earth, but he controlled not only the heavens, but the sun. Everything is under his control, except little old man and little old man who don't want to be under his control. I turn it back to Brother James.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, and like I said, I mean, these are the things that we are seeing, you know, and not, you know, going too deep into, you know, government and, you know, and, you know, laws and things that, you know, are being passed and stuff like that. But also knowing that, you know, these principalities and you know, and these ancient spirits, you know, being in high places, it's quite interesting, because when you think about those ancient spirits, you know, they dwell in bodies. You know, and as we all know, you know, the body decays and, you know, it eventually dies off. But what happens to the spirit? Where does the spirit go? You know, and that's why it's so important to know history and understand history, because the things that, you know, we are fighting for, you know, and that's why, you know, the scripture about, you know, it's everything that's going on is nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new. So the same things that these ancient spirits have been fighting for, you know, then, they continue to fight for now. And, you know, and that's one thing, you know, that I've come into the knowledge of, you know, in regards to the enemy. The enemy has been working the same plan for years, you know, over and over again for years. And, you know, and he continues to stick with that plan and stick with that plan and stick with that plan until he reaches his ultimate goal. You know, he doesn't waver away from the plan. So if we are able to study history, and understand history and apply it also from a biblical standpoint, then it's almost as if we understand what's to come and what's going on and what the battles are over and where they arrived from. So it's almost kind of like a cheat code, you know, but are you willing to commit to the study, you know, and that's also goes to, you know, the saying, you know, why my people perish, you know, because of lack of knowledge. You know, we are so consumed with so many other things, you know, and especially today, you know, we have so much things that are accessible to us, you know, and one of them and one of those things we keep on us on a daily basis, which is a phone, you know, and we are very addicted, you know, to our phones, you know, with everything that we can access, you know, whether it be through the internet or whether it be through, you know, especially social media and all of those things now. But I believe that a lot of these things are put in place, you know, to attack our spirit, you know, because all of our eyes are drawn to these places that are out here on these social media. So, you know, and if the enemy is, you know, the prince of the air or the king of the air, and the internet and all of that stuff is accessible through the airwaves, don't you think he's going to interject, you know, his spirit into those airwaves, you know, to affect us? So, once again, you know, just applying that type of knowledge and understanding that, you know, we have to be able to put those things down, you know, sometimes and be able to detox, you know, from these things, you know, and not be controlled, you know, by these things in order to spend time, you know, with God and, you know, and in our studies and you know, and meditating on his word, you know, to strengthen us and to strengthen our spirits in order to, you know, continue to walk out this walk, you know, and mentally be able to prepare ourselves to fight, you know. And, you know, this is the age in which, you know, we are here. That's what we're dealing with, you know, today. So,
well, a lot of all that you are sharing is so, so true in line with the word of God. You know, it's we're talking about spiritual warfare, and we're talking about knowing
Absolutely.
The word of God and knowing that you have the power of God through the Holy Spirit. It, you know, if the Savior had to rely on the Father and not himself, and we're running around here trying to rely on little old self when the word is letting us know that the adversary who used to be around the throne of God have responsibility down here on earth of all these kingdoms and principalities, which are the world system. You know, Brother James,
Absolutely.
You know, through my little tiny sojourn, and I am so thankful, like you, that God, during my soulless time, I talk about I'm back in my world now, which is God's world. And what you're talking about, I remember talking about it some time ago, where it's like a frog is put in a pot of water on a stove.
Yes, sir.
And the frog, the person who put them there, is turned the oven on slowly. And the water is starting to boil. Now, that frog have a choice. Either
yep.
get up, move, or sit there and die. You know, and like you said, and again, I praise God for this fellowship around him. And the reality of what's going on around all of us that make a difference who we think we are and wherever we happen to be. But it's interesting that when the word talks about, you know, all scriptures to you but not for you, when it talks about our people perishing for the lack of knowledge, well, you know, like you said, the adversary's job is to keep people rocked asleep, to keep people's heart and mind on the wrong thing, all emotions and all those other areas that have nothing to do with God and the reality of his word and the fact and where we ultimately will be headed when he calls our name,
right.
even if he calls our name today, do you know? For our last
right.
few minutes that we have, I want to turn it back over to Brother James.
Yeah, I mean, we were born in the warfare, you know, and I mean, even, you know, since the creations, you know, the war in heaven, you know, and the falling, you know, of the angels, you know, he took one third of the angels, you know, with him. And they all fell, you know, on the earth. And, you know, so it is, you know, their dwelling place. And they have been working, you know, the earth, you know, for since the beginning of time. But just us being, you know, in the midst of warfare, we should automatically know that we are amongst, you know, some type of battle. And we are going to continue to battle until the day that we transition on. But we have to ask ourselves, you know, well, what is the battle all about? What is it about? What is this warfare all about? You know, and why, as human beings, are we battling with, you know, other nations and other countries and, you know, and so forth and so on? You know, I mean, it's all intertwined and, you know, and intertangled and entangled, you know, together. With us as human beings and humanity, you know, so there's a correlation that fits there. But at the same time, we have to get to the crux, the core of what it's all about, you know, and it's about, you know, two divisions, you know, and two sides, you know, and what side of the battle are you going to be on, you know, can't be hot or cold, you know. You can't straddle the fence, you know.
That's right.
You have to make a decision, you know. Am I gonna live this life, you know, for Christ, or am I going to engulf myself with the pleasures of the world, you know, and serve that King, you know, offered Jesus in Himself. You know, Jesus Himself, he said, you know, I will give you the things of this world if you bow down to me. So if he's offering these things to Jesus, then come on, he's in control of, you know, what's going on, you know, here on earth, you know. And and I honestly believe that, you know, these covenants and things that are being made, you know, here, you know, are binding, their blood covenants and things of that nature. And a covenant is nothing more than a contract, you know. So people are coming into these covenants and by law, once again, we're going back to law. It's saying that you belong to me, you know, and he presents this in front of the ultimate the Father, who is the judge. You know, and that's why they call the enemy the great accuser, you know, because he is the accuser of the brethren. He's the prosecutor, you know.
That's right.
And you know, Jesus sits on the other side of it. He's the defendant, you know, and that's why we have grace and we have mercy, because he's constantly in front of the Father pleading the case for us. So, once again, we're back here at law and how everything is set up, you know, to be governed. You know, where do you think it all originated from? Know, it all originated from the ultimate kingdom, you know, which we are supposed to be citizens. We are supposed to be citizens of the kingdom, you know, and that's why we have rights to things, you know, and, you know, and those are through the promises, you know. And if you're going to walk this walk and you're going to be a part of this faith, you know, I encourage people to know your rights. You better know your rights. And, you know, if you're able to know your rights as a citizen of the kingdom, then you're able to survive in this warfare.
All right. Well, listeners, you've heard it from Brother James, part two, and we'll get prepared for part three. But most importantly, all, just remember that God sees all and he is in control. And our Savior is our mediator, and the battle is our souls. You better know where you're going.
Absolutely.
Brother James, thank you. Thank you for coming back on for part two, and I look forward to part three.
Amen.